我们还是翻到罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans 5.
第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。第十二节。
Verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
然而第十四节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
17节。
17.
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那受洪恩又蒙神所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
For if by the one man offense death reigned through the one,much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义，得生命了。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
21节。
21。
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
That's all the passages we'll read this morning.
我们说这个周末我们一同来看罗马书第五章到第八章。
We'll go through Romans 5 to 8 this weekend.
我们知道在1939年的时候，当尼托森弟兄访问欧洲的时候，他也花了一段时间，也是讲了这么一段的圣经。
We know that when Brother Washman Nee visited Europe in 1939, he also discussed Romans 5 to 8.
今年六月份的时候，我是第二次到丹麦。
In June of this year, I went to Denmark.
我到了哥本哈根。
I went to Copenhagen.
我就想起，因为当初尼弟兄是在Helsingør 这个地方讲了罗马书第五章到第八章。
Because Brother Nee shared at Helsingør Romans 5 to 8.
所以这次和几位弟兄我们就想应该去看看这个地方。
So I really wanted to visit that place.
就没有想到我们果然找到那个学校。
And we found the school there.
我们也找到了那个礼堂。
And we found the auditorium.
虽然整个的学校改变了很多，但那个礼堂一直没有改变。
Although the school has changed quite a bit, the auditorium remained the same.
所以我们可以确定说，尼弟兄就是在那个礼堂里面就讲了罗马书第五章到第八章。
So we can be sure that Brother Nee shared from Romans 5 to 8 right there.
后来史伯克弟兄的女婿叫 Kinnear， 他就把尼弟兄所讲的就整理变成一本书，那就是我们大家所知道的正常基督的生活。
Now we know that the nephew of Brother Sparks, Kinnear, compiled his preaching and it turned into our normal Christian life.
1939年的时候，尼弟兄刚好到了欧洲。
And Brother Nee visited Europe in 1939.
他和史伯克弟兄很好的交通。
And he had a wonderful fellowship with Brother Sparks.
他也参加了开西的特会。
And he attended the Keswick conference.
然后十月份就被请到了丹麦。
And in October, he was invited to Denmark.
后来在回家的从丹麦回来的途中，又讲了坐行债，就是讲了以弗所书。
And on his way back home, he fellowshiped on sit, walk, and stand.
后来也变成书了。
And it became a book.
后来他和几位姊妹，包括这个巴若兰姊妹，就是 Miss Fashbach， 到了巴黎，到了法国。
And he went with Miss
到了法国。
He visited Paris with a sister.
然后呢，尼弟兄做了一件事情。
And he did one thing.
就是他就在聚会住的地方，他就走来走去。
And he walked around the place of the meeting.
他一面讲一面走，他们一面就把一本书写下来，然后姊妹们就把它用英文把它记录下来。
And as he was walking, he was composing a book, and the sisters wrote it down.
所以这本书后来在英国出版了，叫 Concerning Our Mission， 就是关乎我们的见证或者关乎我们的使命。
And it was published in England and titled Concerning Our Mission.
那本书主要让西国人、让英国人、让外国人能够知道主在中国的工作是怎样的工作。
So that book shows God's work in China. It's a testimony for the foreigners.
其实那本书就是中文的工作在思。
That book is the reconsideration of the work.
那么在工作的在思是中文的，但是后来 Concerning Our Mission 这本书不是翻译的，是完全你用一面讲，然后一面用英文讲，然后英文完全记录下来的。
The book concerning the mission is dictated by Watchman Nee verbally, and it was documented by the sisters.
所以后来在美国有一班弟兄们把它重新印出来，就改名字叫 Normal Christian Church Life.
And it was republished in the States and titled the Normal Christian Church Life.
所以这个大概就是那一次倪弟兄到了欧洲，那么可以说有三本书就这样形成了。
And that's how the three books came to being in his European travels.
那么关于工作的在思，或者关于我们的使命这本书，他亲自校对的，他亲自看见他出版了以后，然后他才离开，才回到上海。
So Watchman Nee dictated these books verbally, and he watched, he saw the publication, and only after publication did he.
虽然他释放了罗马书五章到八章的信息。
Despite the fact that he preached from Romans 5 to 8.
后来好像他就忘记了。
It's as though he forgot about it afterwards.
不过那些信息是登在史弟兄出版的杂志上。
And those articles were published in Brother Spark's papers.
然后世界都忘记了。
And then the world forgot about them.
那一直等到尼托森弟兄失去自由的第二年1957年的时候。
And until the second year of Brother Nee's imprisonment in 1957.
结果那本书在印度第一版出版了。
That book was published in India.
在几年之内，很快的就成为基督徒的古典名著。
And after several years, it became a Christian classic.
我们知道说 Norman Grubb 就是 C.T. Studd 的女婿。
We know that the nephew of C.T. Studd, Norman Grubb.
他就公开说这本书要成为在基督徒历史，在教会历史里面肯定的是一本古典的名著。
He foretold that this book would become a Christian classic in the Church of God.
所以没想到从那个时候开始，这本书就到了全世界，翻成不知道多少种的语言。
And from that time onward, that book has been translated into many languages across the world.
许多的弟兄姊妹就从这本书里面得着帮助。
A lot of brothers and sisters were edified by the content of the book.
他们真正得到自由。
They were truly set free.
虽然现在有一个人失去自由。
Although someone lost his freedom,
但是因着是主的旨意，让这本书能够出版。
But it was the will of God that caused it to be published.
主能使用这本书。
The Lord could use that book.
所以今天你到英语的世界，到德语的世界，到葡语的世界，几乎每个基督徒都知道这本书，而且得了这本书的帮助。
So today, whether you visit the English, Portuguese, or German-speaking world, they would know of that book.
那么在他还没有讲这一篇信息以前
，Before he shared these messages，
因为他在丹麦一共讲了十篇的信息
，Because in Denmark he shared 10 messages。
所以这就是后来整个的基督正常的生活那个主要的内容。
And it became the content of the normal Christian life。
当然，他的对象是对西国人。
Of course, his audience were foreigners。
但是我们知道，在这以前，他已经在中国的乡村，在很多地方，已经把这些信息已经释放出来了。
But we know that he shared similar messages in the world places in China already.
倪用的信息有个特点，就是什么人都应该可以听得懂的。
Brother Nee has a very special feature in his messages. Anyone can understand them.
虽然也许这里信息非常深，但在可以讲的一个地步，很多人都能够明白。
Although his truths are very deep, anyone can understand them.
所以如果你仔细去注意倪弟兄的讲道集，尤其是在还没有出国以前。
If you take a look at his messages, especially before his travel.
你就能找到好几篇的信息，其实呢，就是他在欧洲所讲的。
You can find the messages that he shared in Europe.
连那些比方几乎都是他讲过的。
Even the analogies were the same.
所以我们知道说，在这个以前， 就是因为我们的弟兄已经花了许多的时间在主的面前。
Because our brother spent so much time before the Lord.
当然，他要讲这一段圣经。
Of course, he wants to expose on this message.
他自己必须是明白这段圣经。
He must understand this passage himself.
我们知道他是个殷勤读圣经的人。
We know that he's a genuine Bible scholar.
我们很想知道，当他读圣经的时候，有哪些书给他很大的帮助。
We want to know what reference books he used.
因为我们知道，所以后来这本正基督正常生活能够受得许多人的叫许多人得着帮助。
We want to know how the normal Christian life has become such a great help for brothers and sisters.
为什么这么多讲救恩论，这么多讲罗马书的人，唯独这本书好像能帮助许多人呢？
Why is this book a gem, amidst all the reference books that speak of Romans 5?
所以读这本书的人，一定写这本书的人，一定对于圣经有很深的根基才是对对。
So the person who wrote that book must have a firm foundation in the Word of God.
你很自然就想知道到底哪几本书曾经帮助过他。
So you really want to know which reference books helped our brother.
因为你又有个特点，他像个采蜜的人一样。
Because our brother is.
他像蜜蜂采蜜一样。
Because our brother is like a bee.
他能够蜜蜂能够把他刺能够探到花粉的最花蕊的最深处。
Because the bee can go into the depth of the flower.
然后能够把里面的精华能够把它吸取出来。
And it can glean from the essence of that flower.
所以我们相信说，世界上凡是讲的罗马书最好的书，应该能给我们弟兄很多的帮助。
So you would expect that he used the very best reference books on Romans.
然后再从他身上再去帮助别人。
And from then onward, he could help others with the message.
所以我们知道说这本，所以我们知道说今天。你弟兄能够明白罗马书。
So, brother me understood Romans today.
当然和他自己蒙恩有关系。
Of course, it has to do with salvation.
但有一件事就是，神老早把关乎罗马书的精华和所有的丰富已经放在他的身体里面。
The Lord already imparted unto him the abundance in the book of Romans to him.
所以今天如果我们想说基督的身体是敞开的。
So if we're open to the body of Christ,
这些身体中的丰富很自然的就流到我们的身上。
All these abundance belong to us today.
那这和我们的器皿很有关系。
It has something to do with us being vessels.
如果一个器皿是大的，你看见很自然这些丰富就更多的留在这个人的身上。
If the vessel is very big, then it can contain more abundance of the Lord.
所以一直到1949年那个谜才被解开的。
And in 1949, the mystery was solved.
因为你利用带领一般年轻人读罗马书。
Because Brother Lee led a group of young people to study Romans.
他介绍了几本英文的名著。
He introduced some reference books for the brothers.
然后也当场也借着一般弟兄好几位弟兄姊妹，那么就每一个人有一本，然后就帮助那些不懂的英文的弟兄姊妹。
And he distributed those books among the brothers, and they helped each other, especially those who cannot read.
然后我们才明白过来。
And afterwards we understand.
原来当你看一棵树很大的时候。
When you see a large tree,
它的根是非常深的。
You know that the roots are very deep.
所以如果今天我们看见说主能够借着罗马书对我们说话。
So if the Lord is to speak to us through Romans today,
当这些神的仆人眼睛被主开启以前。
Before God opens the eyes of his servants,
你看见他们在神面前不知道花了多少功夫。
So you know how much time they spend before the Lord.
所以有人问 Campbell Morgan， 你读圣经的秘诀在什么地方
？So someone once asked Campbell Morgan， what's your secret to your Bible reading？
他说 ，sweat， sweat again sweat， 汗啊汗啊，还有更多的汗。
And he said， sweat， sweat and sweat。
这就是 Campbell Morgan 的秘诀。
That's his secret。
你一定读圣经，听说到一个地步，他的师母只能够把饭送到门口。
Brother Lee read the scripture to such an extent that his wife can only bring dinner to his study.
我们现在能够明白。
So we understand.
当我们的弟兄介绍这许多重要的书的时候。
So when our brother refer to us these references.
我们才看见说一个肢体的丰富。
We can truly see the abundance within one body.
乃是因为身体的丰富。
It's to supply the body of the Lord.
没有一个人伟大到一个地步等于基督的身体。
No one is as great as the body of Christ.
没有一个神的仆人在主面前不谦卑的。
There is no servant of God who is not humble before the Lord.
因为他所有的哪些不是领受来的呢？
Because what has he have that he has not received?
所以我们就要在这一本在 normal Christian life 在这本正常基督生活这一本书的背后
So behind the normal Christian life
他所代表的乃是基督身体的丰富
He represented the abundance of the body of Christ
这不是一个肢体的丰富
It's not the abundance of one individual
乃是因为整个基督的身体把他的供丰富供应到这个肢体上来的时候
Because when the Lord supplied to his body, it flowed through him.
结果叫全教会都得着帮助。
And it became a blessing to the whole church.
所以我们昨天我们再花一点的时间特别提醒弟兄姊妹。
So yesterday we reminded brothers and sisters.
那就是我们讲到因为我们讲到五章到八章所以我们就特别讲去过去这么一段很重要的往事。
We went through the history because we're going through Romans 5 to 8.
那现在我手里有另外一本书叫做《圣徒生活秘诀》。
Now there's another book in my hand, The Secret of Christian Living.
那这个就是我所说，他到欧洲以前，他在中国各地讲的时候，那些信息把它收集在一起的。
It's a collection of the messages he shared in China before he went to Europe.
有一个好消息，你不需要跑得很远的地方去找到这本书。
I have good news for you. You don't need to look for it anywhere else.
可以等待有人会报告，告诉你说怎么样会得到这本书里。如果你愿意得到这本书的话。
And if you want to get this book, we'll show you how to get it later.
那么你就会发现说这本书，还有如果你自己能够找的话，你发现已经有好些的信息，其实当弟兄到欧洲去以前，他已经讲了。
And through this book, you'll know that a lot of messages he shared after his European trip were shared beforehand.
所以，我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，这本书叫做《圣徒生活秘诀》。
It's called The Secret of Christian Living.
那么这个曾经翻成英文。
It's been translated into English.
没有想到这本书也很受欢迎。
And it's a very popular book.
在英语世界也很受欢迎。
It's very popular in the English
world. 所以我们可以说这本书的英文版好像就是正常基督生活的姊妹书一样。
It's like a sister book to the normal Christian living.
简单的来说。
Simply speaking.
一个是在丹麦讲的，一个是在中国讲的。
One is shared in Denmark and the other is shared in China.
那今天你所读的正常基督生活是翻译过来的。
The normal Christian living has been translated.
Normal Christian life 就是
normal Christian.
那个是从中文，那是从英文翻成中文的。
It's translated from English to the Chinese.
但这本书是原来的中文。
But this book is in original Chinese.
就您用当初就是用中文讲的。
Because Brother Nee shared in Chinese.
好，最后我再提醒弟兄姊妹一下。
And lastly, I have something to tell you.
你一定其实查过一段的圣经，专门是从第五章查到第八章的。
If you really look into depth of Romans 5 to 8.
所以这个在尼弟兄的信息的全集里面也是有的。
You can find it in the collection of Brother Nee.
所以如果有心的人，你们可以去找。
You can look for it in his collection.
如果你们实在找不到，你们到 Google 上面去。
If you can't find it, you can Google it.
你可以打中文的，然后就是罗马书五章到第八章。
You just key in Romans 5 to 8 in Chinese.
当然，你把尼托生名字打上去。
And the name of Brother Nee.
那你应该能够找到那篇的信息。
Then you can find that particular sermon.
所以那个就可以告诉你，从罗马书第五章到第八章，那你一定是很仔细一节一节去解释的。
And you can find that Brother Nee went through each verse from 5 to 8 in detail.
因为我们知道说，正常基督生活乃是把里面的启示替我们发挥，让我们更清楚的。
And surely the normal Christian life is to expand on Romans 5.
但如果你要一节一节去解释那段圣经的话
，But if you want it in detail, verse by verse,
那你就已经花过一段的功夫，也帮助了大家来读的。
Watchman Nee has already did it for us.
所以这是最早最早尼托生讲经记录里面的一部分。
So that's one of the message notes from Brother Nee.
因为为了少年人曾经出了一套的书叫做讲经记录，那么这个就是其中里面的一段。
Because his messages has been compiled into a collection for the young brothers and sisters.
这个对你们应该是很大的帮助。
So this collection would greatly help you.
那么尤其是他一节一节的仔细的说，不过他比较注意的是后面第八章以后比较细一点。
He went into detail verse by verse and in finer detail after verse
8. 前面有的地方他稍微就跳了一下。
And he skips parts of it before chapter 8.
但是不要忘记，这个都是他在讲正常基督生活以前他所下过的功夫。
This is his work before he wrote Normal Christian Life.
好，我想这是关于这些书，我稍微介绍一下。
So that's the summary.
那现在我们就回到刚才我们所读的圣经。
So let's return to the passages we read.
我们说过，从第五章十二节开始。
So from chapter 5 verse 12 onward.
整个的重点是重在亚当里。
The focus is in Adam.
第六章是在基督里。
Chapter 6 is in Christ.
然后第七章给我们看在肉体里。
Chapter 7 is in the flesh.
第四章给这第八章给我们看在圣灵里。
Chapter 8 it shows us in the spirit.
那第六章在基督里，你很容易找到这个字的。
You can find in Christ very easily in chapter
6. 那么第七章讲的在肉体里，是在中文不容易看得出来。
In chapter 7 it's hard to find the phrase in the flesh.
那是第七章第五节。
It's in verse 5.
因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。
For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
在中文只说属肉体。
In the Chinese, it refers to the flesh.
Fleshly.
Fleshly.
那意在原文呢？不是，在原文是在肉体里。
In the original Greek, it's word by word in the flesh.
所以如果你问说第七章讲什么，就是在肉体里。
So if you ask what's going on in chapter 7, it's in the flesh.
第六章讲什么？是在基督里。
In chapter 6, the focus is in Christ.
第七章从十二节开始讲什么？就是在亚当里。
And from chapter 5, verse 12 onward, it's in Adam.
然后到第八章。
And then we come to chapter
8. 你读到第九节。
We read verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属灵，圣灵了。这个在中文又没有翻清楚。
But if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you,Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
所以在原文的意思就是说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不在肉体里，乃是在圣灵里了。
So if the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you're no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
所以第八章的主题就是在圣灵里。
So the topic in chapter 8 is in the Spirit.
所以在亚当里，在基督里，在肉体里，在圣灵里。
So we have in Adam, in Christ,In the flesh and in the spirit.
结果就把这五章提纲挈领的就为我们解开了。
So that's the passage from 5 to 8.
讲到在基督里和在亚当里指着我们的地位。
In Christ and in Adam refers to our position.
是说在肉体里在圣灵里指着我们的经历。
In the flesh and in the spirit refers to our experience.
所有在基督里的丰富都是在圣灵里面经历。
All the abundance of Christ is to be experienced in the Spirit.
所有在亚当里面的丰富也都是在肉体里面经历的。
All the abundance in Adam is to be experienced in the flesh.
如果你要明白在亚当里的种种。
If you know truly what's like to be in Adam.
当我们在肉体里面的时候，我们就明白过来了。
We will understand it fully in the flesh.
所以这里给我们看见两章讲的地位，两章讲的经历。
So we have two chapters that describe our position and two chapters that explain our experience.
第五章虽然没有用在基督里这四个字。
Although you cannot find
在亚当里这四个字。
Although you cannot find the phrase in Adam in chapter 5.
但是我们读到哥林多前书十五章保罗就讲出来了。
But when we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says that very
clearly. 因为保罗在第十五林前十五章那里给我们看见在神的眼光中只有两个人。
Because 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that there are only two men in God's eye.
他若不是在基督里，就是在亚当里。
He is not in Christ, and he is in Adam.
所以那里讲的首先的亚当，讲的末后的亚当。
So he spoke about the first Adam and the last Adam.
讲的第一个人，讲的第二个人。
The first man and the second man.
然后保罗告诉我们说，在亚当里众人就都死了。
And Paul tells us that in Adam all died.
就好像保罗在罗马书第五章说，死就临到了众人。
And in Romans 5, he said death came to all men.
因为罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人。
Because sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, so death came to all men.
都犯了罪。
So all have sinned.
虽然在这段圣经没有讲到在亚当里。
Although there is not a phrase in Adam in chapter 5.
但是很明显的，如果今天因着亚当罪 就入了这个世界。
But because of Adam, sin entered into the world.
结果他死了，我们也死了。
So he died and we died.
他犯罪，我们众人都犯了罪。
He sinned and we sinned.
我们什么时候做这个事的？
When did we sin?
这就好像说利未人什么时候把十分之一献给麦基洗德的？
That's like asking when did the Levites tithe to Melchizedek?
乃是当亚伯拉罕把十分之一给了麦基洗德，那个时候利未人在亚伯拉罕腰中，结果也给了麦基洗德。
It was when Abraham tithed the tenth to Melchizedek. Levi was in the loins of Abraham when he did it.
所以这一段圣经很清楚告诉你什么叫做在基督，在亚当里。
So this chapter tells us clearly what is it like to be in Adam.
所以在亚当里，众人就都死了。
So in Adam, all died.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Do you understand?
今天在整本的圣经里面，神的启示给我们看，在神的心目中只有两个人。
So God revealed to us before His eyes, there are only two men.
若不是在亚当里，就是在基督里。
If you're not in Adam, then you're in Christ.
同时，整本圣经不光是两个人的故事。
So the whole scripture is a story of two cities.
也是两座城的故事。
It's also a story of two cities.
一个是耶路撒冷，一个是巴比伦。
One of Jerusalem and the other of Babylon.
所以等到圣经到最后的时候，巴比伦倾倒了，结果新耶路撒冷就从天而降。
So in the book of Revelation, it tells us of the fall of Babylon, and after the fall, the heavenly Jerusalem descended from on high.
怎样和基督对比
？How Adam warred with Christ?
你看对比，这 contrast,、
oh, contrast with Christ.
然后你看见说这个，然后你看见说耶路撒冷城怎样和巴比伦城对比。
So how the Babylonian city is a contrast to Jerusalem.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
整本的圣经是两棵树的故事。
And the whole scripture is a story of two trees.
如果吃那果子的日子必定死。
If the day you eat of it, you'll surely die.
那因为亚当和夏娃吃了善恶树的果子。
Because Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以这个故事是知识善恶树的故事。
So it became a story of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因着他死了，我们也死了。
Because they died, we died.
因着亚当犯罪了，所以我们都成为罪人。
Because he sinned, we become sinners.
我们都被定罪了。
We are condemned.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人这个故事是善恶树，这是善恶树的故事。
That became the story of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是保罗这里不只告诉我们在亚当里。
But Paul not only stops at in Adam.
保罗看给我们看见说。罪是从一人入了世界。
He said that sin entered the world through one man.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
他告诉我们说，一个人的过犯，众人就都死了。
Because one man sinned, therefore all died.
但是有一件是很稀奇的。
But surprisingly,
神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不加倍的临到众人吗
？But the abundance of grace would come in.Abundance to those who accept Christ.
所以如果因为一个人犯罪就定罪
But if through one man's offense,
那结果是怎么回事呢
Death came to all men.
因为一个人的过犯，死就因这个人就做了王
Death reigned through one.
那么这个是知识善恶树的故事
That's the story of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但下面保罗提到另外一面的故事
But Paul moved onward.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的
If by one man's offense death reigns through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace.
我们这些人不是接受了那么大的恩典吗
？Did we not receive an abundance of grace?
我们这些人不是蒙主赐给我们有义吗
？Did the Lord not give us the gift of righteousness?
那我们这些人怎样的呢
？So what are we like now?
岂不跟因着耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗
？He gave us the gift of righteousness, so we will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹在基督里什么都没有做。
So in Christ,
在亚当里你什么都没有做
in Adam, we didn't do anything.
你已经是个罪人
But you are already a sinner.
在基督里你什么都没有做
So in Christ, likewise, you didn't do anything.
你已经是个称义的人
And you are a righteous person already.
那么更稀奇在这里告诉我们说
And to a surprise,
本来死是做王的
Death was reigning.
吃善恶树的果子的结果一定死
Because we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and therefore we died.
但是你看见吗今天如果你在亚当里这是知识善恶树的故事。
So when you're in Adam, you are in the story of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
基督里。
Whenever we're in Christ.
结果我们要因着耶稣基督在生命中作王。
We would reign with Christ in life.
一个是死在我们身上掌权。
Death reigned before.
一个生命在我们身掌权。
The other life reigned in us.
你吃了知识善恶树的果子。
If you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
死就做了王。
Death would reign.
如果我们吃生命树的果子，生命就做了王。
If you eat of the tree of life, then life would reign in you.
所以很明显，这是两棵树子。
So it's the story of the two trees.
上面说，如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
And therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men.
照样因一次的义行。
Even so, through one man's righteousness,
我们主为我们钉在十字架上。
The Lord died for us on the cross.
所以众人也就被称义得生命了。
Through one man's righteous act, a free gift came to all men.
为什么叫称义？
Resulting in justification of life.
那是解决善恶树所带给我们的难处。
The justification solved the problem of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
为什么叫生命？
Why did it mention life?
因为你看见现在这个现在不只是善恶树，现在给我们看见的是生命树。
Not only do we only see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we see the tree of life as well.
所以一面讲的罪作王叫人死。
So it speaks of the reigning of death through sin.
这是善恶树。
That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
照样恩典也借着义作王叫人因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
Likewise.Much more those who receive the abundance of grace.
讲的得永生，这就是生命树。
And it speaks of eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
For the Lord so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son.
叫一些信他的不至于灭亡。
That those who believe on him.
为什么不至灭亡？
Would not perish but have eternal life.
因为十字架解决了知识上的所带给人就所有的难处。
Because the cross is the solution to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但在同一个时候。
But at the same time,
一面我们虽然被带回到乐园
we are brought back to paradise.
但是更重要的
but more importantly,
我们因我们的主耶稣基督得永远的生命
but because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到罪的时候
when we speak of sin,
你不能一直想到善知识善恶树带给我们多少的难处
You can't focus on the problems that you got because of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你要想到信耶稣以后，生命树所带给我们多少的祝福
You have to focus on the blessings that the tree of life brought to you.
所以很明显的
So it's very clear.
保罗是个读圣经的人
Paul is someone who reads the scriptures.
他曾经在加马列门下严格受教
He was at the feet of Gamaliel.
他不知道读了多少次创世纪
He read the Genesis so many times.
他知道宇宙的来源。
He knows the beginning of the universe.
他也知道人类的来源。
He knows the beginning of man.
他更知道人怎么堕落。
He also knows the fall of man.
第三章人堕落在罪里面。
In Genesis 3, man fell into sin.
第六章到肉体里面。
Chapter 6, into the flesh.
到第十章堕落到世界里。
Chapter 10, man fell into the world.
等到耶稣基督的福音启示给他的时候。
And when the gospel of Jesus Christ revealed to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在保罗他最能够明白神的旨意。
Then he can truly understand the full counsel of God.
所以当他讲到第五章第十二节一直读到二十一节的时候。
So when we read chapter 5, 12 to 21.
如果我们明白圣经。
If we truly understand scripture.
我们一定会像保罗一样。
We would be like Paul.
我们的思想很容易的就回到伊甸园。
Our thinking would be transferred back to Eden.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们什么都没有做我们已经是罪人
We didn't do anything and we end up sinners.
我们生下来就是罪人
The moment we're born we're sinners.
这个单数的罪是与生俱来的
That sin in singular form came with us.
这个罪乃是我们的性情
That's our sinful nature.
所以现在保罗要给我们看见原来我们因为我们是个罪人所以我们犯了那么多的罪
So Paul showed us that because we're sinners, we committed so many sins.
这是知识善恶树所带给我们的。
That's the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但如果今天主拯救我们。
But if the Lord saves us today.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不只解决了所有知识善恶树所带来的难处。
Not only did he solve all the problems of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
现在也给我们看见。
He also causes us to see.
自从我们蒙恩得救那一刹那。
From the moment we're saved.
我们既然信他。
We believe in him.
我们不止不至灭亡。
We will not perish.
而且我们反而要得着永远的生命。
But we will have this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是很明显地告诉我们。
It shows very clearly.
在我们相信主的那一刹那。
That when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们接受耶稣基督的生命做我们的生命。
We receive the life of Jesus as our life.
他不只是我们的救主。
He's not only our Savior.
他也是我们的生命。
But he is our life.
如果你光讲他是我们的救主。
If you only know him as your Savior.
你一定想到我们的罪。
You think of your sin.
想到我们的肉体,
you think of your flesh.
想到我们的世界,
you think of the world.
但是主给我们看你比这个更多,
but the Lord calls us to see more than that.
我们接受主耶稣内产啊,
the moment we receive Him as our Lord,
我们就做了当时亚当所没有做的,
we did what Adam failed to do.
亚当犯罪了, 他没有吃那个生命树的果子,
Adam failed because he failed to eat of the tree of life.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
因着主在十字架上所完成的救赎,
but because the Lord completed salvation on the cross.
所以当我们相信耶稣基督那一刹那,
so when we believed on Him,
我们同时就接受了圣灵树,
we received the fruit of the tree of life.
所以是彼得告诉我们说,
it was Peter who told us,
主耶稣被挂在树上,
the Lord was nailed to the tree.
虽然他钉在十字架上, 在原文是他被挂在树上,
he was hung on a tree in the original Greek.
然后约翰福音告诉我们, 那个主耶稣是在一个园子里面被钉在十字架上,
and John told us that he was crucified in the garden.
换句话说,
in another words,
主耶稣呢, 在园子里面被挂在一棵树上,
he was hung on the tree in the garden.
那棵树对于我们的主来讲是羞辱,
that tree was a shame to our Lord.
对我们主来讲是咒诅,
it was a curse to our Lord.
对我们来讲乃是生命树,
but to us it became the tree of life.
所以当你接受耶稣基督做救主的时候,
so when you receive the Lord as your Savior,
表面上你所接受是十字架的救恩,
you receive the salvation of the cross.
但同一个时候,
but at the same time,
你接受耶稣基督做你的生命,
you receive Jesus Christ as your life.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在我们不止被带回到伊甸园,
not only are we brought back to Eden,
我们更带回到了伊甸园, 神当初创造人最原始的旨意,
we went back to the original purpose of God.
如果神把我们救到这个地步的话,
if the Lord saved us in such a massive manner,
他不只救到满意罪人的地步,
not only did He satisfy the heart of sin,
我们满意了,
we are satisfied,
我们已经下地狱的人,
we are not going to hell and that's great.
但是不,
but not, the Lord is also satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在亚当里,
in Adam,
特别第五章这一段圣经,
especially in chapter 5,
就给我们看见我们所得的救恩是何等的救恩,
the Lord show us what a great salvation we have.
你看见善恶树,
in one aspect, you see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the problems thereof.
但另一方面, 你看见生命树带给人的好处,
you also see the tree of life and the blessings that it brought us.
都是一个人,
it's one
一个人一行, 结果我们就能在生命中作王,
because the righteous act of one man, then life reigns in us.
因着一个人的悖逆, 我们众人都成为罪人,
because of the offense of one man, all sin,
结果罪就做了王,
and sin reigned.
所以现在保罗告诉我们说,
so Paul now tells us,
这个单数的罪不只是个性情,
so sin in singular form is not only a sin,
单数的罪也是个暴君,
sin is also a tyrant,
他是个暴君,
he is a tyrant,
所以他要管辖我们,
so he would control you.
罪作王是因为死作了王,
sin reigned because death reigned.
所以从亚当到摩西是死就做了王,
so from Adam to Moses, death reigned.
什么叫做王?
What does reigning mean?
保罗继续解释了,
Paul explains it,
连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的,
even those who have not sinned according to the likeness of transgression of Adam,
也在死的权下,
they are all under death.
所以弟兄姊妹,
but as a
sinner, 一个人在死的权下,
when you are under the tyranny of death, you have to die.
人就不能不死,
you cannot but die.
一个人在罪的, 如果罪做了王,
if you are under the tyranny of sin,
就表示人根本在罪的权下,
you are under the tyranny of sin.
人在死的权下, 人非死不可,
if you are under the tyranny of death and you must die,
人在罪的权下, 人非犯罪不可,
then under the tyranny of sin, you must sin.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
那是个性情,
and in one way, it's a sinful nature.
那么A做人有罪性缘故,
because of the sinful nature,
他犯罪是自自然然的事,
men naturally sin.
他不犯罪才是不自然的,
if one doesn't sin, then that's awful.
到另外一方面,
but in another word,
罪在我们身上有个权势,
sin has dominion over us.
他要辖制我们,
it wants to control us.
他要做王,
it wants to reign.
他要完全把我们放在他的权下,
it wants to control us completely.
那结果是什么?
So what's the result of that?
结果就叫人死,
death reigned because of that.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因为吃的日子就必定死,
because the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
神的宣判是非常非常可靠的,
God's judgment would always come into being.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天在亚当里是罪做了王。
But today in Adam, death became.
在根据知识上的树吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of it, you'll surely die.
但是在生命树里面。
But in the tree of life.
是恩典做了王。
Grace reigned.
恩典要借着罪来做王。
Grace reigned through death.
现在我们要在恩典的权下。
Now we are in the dominion of grace.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天你只要在恩典的权下。
As long as you're under grace.
你非圣洁不可。
You cannot but be holy.
圣洁是自然的结果。
Being holy is a natural cause.
就好像说今天你只要让罪作王在罪的权下你看见犯罪是自然的结果。
Likewise, when you're under the tyranny of sin, you sin naturally.
结果犯罪就叫人死。
And because of sin, death came in.
当恩典作王的时候。
But when grace reigned,
结果就叫我们因主耶稣基督就得永远的生命。
Because of Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在非常非常清楚。
It's very clear.
保罗是把两棵树放在我们的面前。
Paul placed two trees before us.
根据这两棵树。
Because of these two trees.
你再往前读圣经的时候。
If you move on.
我想非常非常清楚。
It's very clear.
许多解经的难处很容易就过去。
So you won't have a hard time explaining these passages.
很多解经家他们所以能迷失了原因就是忘记了。跟整个的解释乃是根据第五章十二节一直到二十一节的。
A lot of the mysteries in this chapter is locked in chapter 5, verse 12 to 21.
就来到了第六章。
So now we come to chapter 6.
第六章我们说过，只说在基督里。
So we mentioned the phrase in Christ.
那到底今天怎么解决这个单数的罪的问题？
So how do we solve the problem of sin in singular form?
罪是性情。
It's a sinful nature.
第一，罪是性情。
Firstly, it's a sinful nature.
第二，罪是个王。
Secondly, sin is.
它是个暴君。
A tyrant.
他要奴役我们。
He wants to enslave us.
他要管辖我们。
He wants to rule us.
让我们不能够不犯罪。
That we cannot help but sin.
好像一个人在江湖身不由己。
It's like we're in the world, but we cannot help but be in the world.
特别在黑手党里面，这个人没有自由的。
It's like we're a member of the triad. We cannot help but sin.
现在我们知道说，今天只要让罪做了王，我们就是做了罪的奴隶。
So when we're under sin, we are under the and slavery of sin.
那现在我们怎么解决罪的问题呢？
So how do we deal with sin?
怎么解决单数罪的问题？
How do we deal with singular sin?
所以你一定要知道罪是什么，然后你再知道圣灵怎么对症下药的。
You have to know what sin really is before you know how the Holy Spirit deals with it.
所以罪一面是我们的性情。
So sin, on the first hand, it's our sinful nature.
一面是我们的王。
It's also our
king. 一面又是我们的主人。
It's also our master.
所以今天我们做了罪的奴隶。
So today we become slaves to sin.
你看见吗？今天我们不能不犯罪，因为我们不是我们自己的人。
We cannot help but sin because we're not our own.
我们完全受别人罪的支配的。
We are enslaved by sin.
所以保罗说我已经卖给罪了。
So Paul said, I am sold to sin.
你相不相信许多的年轻弟兄姊妹？
Do you not believe a lot of brothers, young people?
有的时候你有一种叹息。
Sometimes you have to decide.
你觉得你这个人好像卖给罪了。
You felt that you're sold to sin.
你立志多少次。
You determined not
to sin. 你恨恶自己多少次。
You despise yourself so many times.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见你不能够自拔。
But you cannot help but sin.
你好，陷在里面很深很深。
Now you sink so low.
许多人告诉你说要这样要做那样做。
And people will tell you should be this and you should do that.
你什么方法都试了。
You tried every method.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就是不能够从里面被提拔就拔出来。
But you cannot save yourself from your
position. 你完全失去了你的自由。
You lost your freedom.
所以这里很明显给我们看见，罪乃是我们的主人。
So we can see clearly that sin is our master.
他支配我们。
He controls us.
到一个地步，我们连一点的自由也没有。
To such an extent that we have no freedom.
那现在问题，好消息就在第六章。
But the good news is in chapter 6.
好消息为什么在第六章？
Why is it in chapter 6?
因为这里告诉我们说，我们怎么样能够脱离罪的管辖。
Because it shows us how to be free from the tyranny of sin.
我们怎么样才能够得着自由？
How can we be set free?
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是第六章所给我们看见的。
That's the message in chapter 6.
在亚当里。
In Adam,
你什么也没有做，你已经是罪人。
You didn't do anything, and you are a sinner already.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问说，那么怎么样我们能脱离这种情形呢
？So how do we set ourselves free from that condition?
所以第六章第六节是一把很重要的钥匙。
So chapter 6 contains a very important key.
他们因为知道我们救人和他同钉十字架。
Knowing that we have been crucified with Christ.
这个救人原文是 old man。
That our old man has been crucified with Christ.
那我们的旧人不光旧了，而且很老很老了。
Our old man is indeed very old.
你知道我们的旧人有多老吗
？Do you know how old is our old man?
亚当从被创造到现在有多少年，我们的旧人就有多老了。
It's the time from Adam till now. That's how old the old man is.
我的儿子啊，小的时候他的英文呢是个洋金邦的，他的中文是洋金邦的中文。就是不大灵光的中文。
My son's Chinese is not that great.
所以他每次他有的时候形容他的外祖父。
Sometimes he describes his grandfather.
很多时候他就是从英文直接翻译过去的。
He would think from English to the Chinese.
所以有一天他跟他妈妈讲。
So one day he told his mom.
他是我们的老爷，就是指的我指的他的外祖父说的。
So what that old man?
他说我的老爷。
My old man.
Oh, no, 我的老爷，老就是老爷那个原老爷在山东话就是指着他的
okay,
外祖父说的。
My grandfather.
他说我的老祖父他已经很旧了。
My grandfather is very old.
那这中文讲很旧了。
It's very outdated.
所以你就知道说在这是因为。他觉得英文是 old， 所以就直接就把它翻成旧。
Because he was thinking the word old, and he said it in Chinese, and it sounded very awkward.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
So it says that our old man has been crucified with Christ.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
这里旧人当然指着我们亚当说的。
Of course, our old man refers to
所有在亚当里的人都是旧人。
Like, everyone in Adam has an old man.
那现在问题在哪里
？But what is the problem？
就当亚当吃知识善恶树的那一天。
The day that Adam eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
他死了，我们也死了。
He died and we died.
他犯罪了，我们也是罪人。
He sinned and we are sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问。
So now we have to ask.
我们怎么样才能够脱离这种的光景
？How can we be set free from that condition?
你明白吗？我生下来就是陈家的人。我生下来就是姓陈家里面的陈家的人。
I was born to the family I'm in.
我到底要生什么病
？What diseases I will have
是从我 DNA 来决定的
It's dictated by my DNA
但我的 DNA 跟我整个家族的所有的状况都连在一起
My DNA comes from my forefathers
我如果有糖尿病的话很可能我祖父或者曾祖父有糖尿病
If I have diabetes one day that it meant that my forefathers had
那这些的原因就是因为在姓陈的家里面有一个最老最老最老的老祖父
Because there is this forefather.
那么他从他里，你知道我们都在他里面。
We are already in him.
我们 DNA 跟他 DNA 都是连在一起的。
My DNA comes from him.
所以他里面要生什么病，有没有这个那个，通通已经在里面了。
So all the genetic diseases I will have is already in him.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你说，有的人有你现在你说，有的人家里面。这个家里面病很多很多的。
If there's a family with a lot of genetic diseases,
这是陈家。
You can, if that's the Chen
family. 假定还有一个家叫林家。
But there's also a Lam family.
结果你发现在他的家里每一个人都是长寿的。
And you find that in that family, everyone lives a long time.
你看见说这个第一代，这个你看见说这个祖父是九十几岁，然后呢，儿子也是这个儿子孙子都是九十几岁。
All of them live till the 90s.
所以你知道说，你只要生在那个家里面。
If you're in that family.
你看见没？因为大家都是九十几岁，所以呢，大概你将来也是九十几岁。
Then you expect to live to your 90s.
所以今天为什么很多的病医生一定会说你家里什么样的情形
？So when you visit a doctor today, he would ask what genetic diseases you have in your family.
所以你看一个多病的家庭。
So if you come from a very sick family,
你怎么希望自己能够长寿呢
how do you get a long life?
你怎么希望说能够像那个人一样都是活九十几岁呢
？How do you live to your 90s?
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
有一件事要问的一个问题。
you have to ask the question,
你为什么会有这么多的病呢?
Where did your diseases come from?
为什么今天我们是罪人呢?
Why are we sinners today?
因为我们生在亚当那个大家庭里面。
Because we're born in Adam's family.
所以因为我们生在这个家庭。
Because we're born into that family.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们就承受了所有这些的性情。
Then we inherited the Adamic nature.
所以因为我在亚当里面的缘故。
Because we're in Adam.
所以你看见吗? 亚当死临到亚当，死也临到我们。
Death came to Adam and it came to us.
罪临到亚当，罪也临到我们。
Sin came to Adam and it came to us likewise.
所以今天我们怎么样能从这个光景里面完全得到释放呢?
So how do we get released from that condition?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你看见最简单的一条路。
There's a very clear way.
你怎么进来?
How you came in.
所以你就承受了这一切。
How you got all these things.
所以如果你要蒙拯救, 只有一个办法。
There's one solution.
那个办法就是你死了。
It's only when you die.
你生下来, 所以就进到这个家庭里面。
You were born into that family.
但是你只要死了,
But if you die,
就是大好的消息。
Then there's good news.
这就表示说你就完全脱离了那个整个的情形。
Then you're released from your condition.
但是死了了了，什么都没有了，对不对？
But after you die, is that really the end?
这不是好消息。
Then it becomes bad news.
但是感谢主,
Thank
you,
Lord. There is good news after all.
你看见一面, 我们的神要做一件事。
Our God wants to do such a work.
当初我们为什么是罪人呢?
Why were we sinners?
我们生在亚当的家庭里。
Because we're born into Adam's family.
所以现在唯一拯救的路,
So the only solution,
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候,
When the Lord was crucified on the cross,
他把我们这个救人也和他同钉十字架。
He crucified along with himself our old man.
那一天主耶稣不止为我们死,
The Lord not only died for ourselves, but not only died on our behalf.
还如我们是, Christ died as us, 就像我们一样。
He died as ourselves.
我们和基督一同钉在十字架上。
We were crucified with Christ.
不要忘记, 不是他赎罪的时候。
Not when he was redeeming us.
不是从3点钟到9点, 不是从6、9点钟到3点钟那一段的时间。
Not from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m.
那一段是我们的主单独的为我们完成救赎的功夫。
At that time, he redeemed us.
那是在主耶稣最后断气的那一刹那。
But only when he took his last breath.
在那个时候,
At that time,
你知道神为了拯救我们,
Because God wants to redeem us.
一次叫我们永远脱离了在亚当里面。
That once and for all, we will escape from Adam.
所以在2000年前, 弟兄姊妹, 你我就在基督里面, 当我们主钉十字架的时候, 我们已经和他同钉十字架。
So 2000 years ago at Calvary, we were crucified with him.
所以就告诉我们说, 我们已经从那个家庭里面完全得到释放。
So we were released from being in Adam.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个只是上而知识上而说。
But that's only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这是告诉我们怎么样能脱离，怎么样能得到释放。
It tells us how to be released from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
生命就告诉我们怎样能够进入。
The tree of life tells us how to enter in.
告诉我们怎样从这个家庭里面能够进到那个家庭，每一个人都是长寿的。
That how can we escape from this family into the better family?
在基督家庭里面，每一个成员不光长寿，而且都是活到永远的。
In Christ, not only do we live a long life, we live for eternity.
所以现在你看见吗? 今天我们成圣的秘诀在哪里?
So what is the secret of being reborn?
今天到底主怎么解决我们罪的问题?
How did he solve the problem of sin?
稀奇在哪里呢? 他没有叫我们的罪死。
You'd be surprised that he didn't cause our sin to die.
他叫我们这个罪人死。
He caused our old man to die.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that a surprise?
因为为什么你是罪人?
Why are you a sinner?
你犯了什么罪？你是罪人吗？
What did you do to become a sinner?
你在亚当里什么都没有做，你就已经是罪人了。
You didn't do anything and you're a sinner already.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？ 因为一个人的悖逆, 众人都成为罪人。
Because of the transgression of one man, all become sinners.
所以现在我们怎么可能从这个情形里面蒙拯救呢？
So how can we be redeemed from that situation?
神没有让罪死。
God didn't cause sin to die.
神让我们这个人死。
God caused our old man to die.
因为当初我们生错了家庭。
Because we're born into the wrong family. We're born into Adam's family. So death and sin became king.
什么是好消息呢?
What is the good news? 2,000 years ago when the Lord was nailed to the cross, not only he died, but we were crucified
with him.
When he breathed his last breath, our old man was crucified with him. Sin was still alive. But my old man died.
你有没有想到,
have you thought
about
that? That's a great salvation.
在前面一段圣经,
in the scripture passage,
罗马书第一章一直到第五章,
from Romans 1 to 5,
那个多数的罪,
that plural sins, the solution to that is the blood of the Lord. That dealt with the plural sins.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
等到讲了单数的罪的时候,
when he talked about the singular sin, God didn't deal with sin directly. God dealt with the sinner himself. Because our Lord returned back to the beginning. How you first enter into Adam's family, it's the same way you escape from it. The only escape possible is death.
所以什么时候死呢?
So when did you die?
请大家记得,
remember this.
这是神自己的话,
this is the word of God.
就是我们知道旧人和他同定十字架,
knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him.
所以我们这个人已经死了,
so we die.
罪还是活的,
sin is still alive.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget.
第一, 我如果活着, 罪要感动我,
if I'm alive and I am moved by sin, but if I die, then sin can no longer take hold of me. When I'm very alive,
酒精在它里面一活动,
when alcohol is in my body, I'm excited.
所以你看年轻人一年一起来, 很多念头就起来了。
So you see, when young people wake up, they have a lot of bad thoughts in their head.
所以你看见吗? 所有的音乐都是感动一些活人, 很活蹦乱跳的人。
You know, there's these music that excites you.
因为你太容易受感动了。
Because you're easily moved.
但是我们知道说, 不管世界有多好的音乐, 不管是多热闹的场面, 他只要碰那个死人, 就一点办法也没有。
But be it music or whatever that excites you, once you're dead, you're insensitive to all of that.
怎么样他就不能够感动你?
It cannot touch you.
弟兄姊妹, 你要根据主的话,
you have to go with God's word.
你要相信说神做了一件事,
you have to believe that God did such a work.
神老早知道我们这个人怎么样能够, 怎么样能从在亚当里转到在基督里。
God knew from day one how to transport us from Adam to Christ.
所以神的办法很简单,
so God's solution is very simple.
他没有叫罪死,
he didn't cause sin to die.
他叫我们这些罪人死,
he caused sinners to die.
好了,讲的罪人,
so when we mention sinners,
当然我们知道说这个罪是引诱在我们的情感里面, 在我们的感动我们,
surely sin entices us in our emotions.
在思想里面诱惑我们,
and it entices us in our mind.
然后希望能够叫我们的意志变得非常的薄弱,
that it would influence our will in
最后,
the final step.
他当然就成功了,
then sin would be successful.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
我如果要犯罪的话,
if I am to sin,
我要有犯罪的工具才可以,
I need a
我虽然受感动,
although I am tithing,
我虽然受感动,
although I
am
moved to sin, I am willing to be
tempted,
I accept that temptation.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
是谁在执行我的命令去犯罪的呢?
But who is there to execute my will to sin?
是我的身体执行去犯罪,
it's my body.
所以这里告诉我们说, 有一个身体叫做罪的身体,
so Paul mentions the body of death.
No, no, body of sin.
A body of sin.
所以这里你一定要记得, 就是说这个身体是个罪的身体。
So this is a body of sin.
为什么是罪的身体呢?
Why is it a body of sin?
因为是他来执行犯罪的。
Because it executes my desire to sin.
所以我们一定要记得,
so we have to remember,
一个人所以犯罪,
a person sins,
因为他太活了,
because he's too alive.
那些音乐, 那些的环境诱惑了他,
he's stimulated by the music, by the environment.
他同意做这件事,
he agreed to sin.
他同意的时候,
when he agreed,
结果他就使唤他的身体去执行犯这个罪,
that body become tool to execute his desire.
但是现在的问题来了。
But there's a problem.
这个人在两年前，两千年前与基督一同钉在十字架上。
That not that person was crucified on the cross, right?
旧人已经死了。
2000 years ago. 旧
人已经死了。
The old man died already.
所以呢，他不能够再使唤他的身体了。
So he cannot, but.To die in his body.
这个身体本来一直要接受救人的使唤，去犯罪。
That body was to accept the old man's.
等了半天，一点声音也没有。
But nothing happened.
摸摸他，一点呼吸也没有。
Because the old man is dead.
所以没有多久，这个罪身就失业，他就本来犯罪是他的职业，现在没有事情做了。
So sin is unemployed when the old man is dead.
所以不要忘记，这就是我们蒙拯救的路。
So that's the way to be saved.
我们旧人和他同钉十字架。
Our old man is crucified with him on the cross.
是罪身失业，不是罪身灭绝，不是的。
So the body of sin is done away with.
然后下面说，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That we should no longer be slaves of sin.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在如果我的罪身失业了。
So if the body of sin becomes unemployed.
他一天到晚没有事情做。
It has nothing to do anymore.
那证明说我不再做罪的奴仆是吗？
So it shows that I'm no longer a slave of sin.
本来罪是我的主人。
Originally sin was my master.
我非犯罪不可。
I have to sin.
但是感谢主。
But brothers and sisters.
现在呢，第七节说，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
在原文是这样。
In the original Greek.
已死的人已经被称义，脱离了罪。
In the original Greek, it says those who have died has been made righteous and free from sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
So do you understand?
为什么在那里讲到罪好像我们主人一样？
Why did it mention sin as our master?
那等一等，在下文里面有两次提到你们从罪里面得到释放。
So it mentioned that we're released from death twice.
那原文是 freedom.
We're freed from sin.
你知道为什么讲的 freedom? 为什么那里讲的自由，从罪得到自由呢？
Why are we freed from sin?
因为我们本来是奴隶的。
Because originally we're slaves.
但古时候奴隶都是卖去做奴隶的。
We're sold to be slaves.
所以保罗说我是卖给罪的，你明白吗？
Paul said I was sold to sin.
所以我不能够不犯罪。
So I cannot help but sin.
那如果我卖给罪，罪是了我的主人的话。
If I'm sold to sin and sin is my master.
那么弟兄姊妹，
and brother,
现在我们要问说。如果他是我的主人，有一天我得到自由了。
If sin is my master and I'm set free today.
所以不要忘记，这是为什么保罗用的词非常小心。
So Paul is very meticulous with his diction.
你看见说普通一般一个罪一个奴隶得到自由了。
So when a slave is set free.
什么意思，弟兄？
What does that mean?
是不是说主人死了？不是的。
Did it say that the master is dead? No.
主人还是活的。
The master is very much alive.
但是呢，那个奴隶可以得到自由。
But the slave can be set free.
你明白不明白？
Do you understand?
所以如果罪是我们主人的话，
If sin were my master.
在这里不是罪死，神没有让罪死。
God didn't cause sin to die.
但神可以叫我们得到自由。
But God can set us free still.
得自由最基本的办法。
The easiest way to set us free.
就你脱离了亚当那个家庭。
Is to be released from Adam's family.
弟兄姊妹，那一波旧的一面已经结束了。
So the old things have passed away.
结果你看见说，因为我死了，死人说已经死的人就脱离了罪。
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是基督徒成圣的秘诀。
That's the secret to be sanctified.
虽然罪仍旧与我们同在。
Although sin is still with us.
但是我们可以过得胜的生活。
We can live this overcoming life.
但要紧在哪里？
But what is the
要紧就上面说知道，因为知道我们的救人。
The key is in verse 6, knowing this.
你怎么知道的？
How do you know?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
这个知道就是你的相信。
This knowing is your belief.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
我要问弟兄姊妹，
I have to ask you.
你怎么知道主耶稣两千年前为我们的罪死？
How did you know that the Lord Jesus died for us 2,000 years ago?
所以我们不必再死了。
So we die no more.
主耶稣今天在我们里面活，所以我们不必再活了。
So the Lord lives in us today that we don't need to live anymore.
我要问弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道？
How did you know about that?
你为什么相信？你为什么今天你怎么会得救的？
How did you get saved?
你怎么知道你因信称义？
How are you justified by faith?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
因为根据两千年前发生的事实。
Because it happened 2,000 years ago.
神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
God's word tells very clearly.
神说了，所以你就相信。
God said, therefore you believe.
有一天你就信主了。
One day you believe in the Lord.
你就因信称义了。
You're justified by faith.
你得着永生了。
You obtain eternal life.
你上天堂不再下地狱了。
You're going to heaven and not to hell.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I've asked.
这些事情怎么发生在你身上？
How did all this came to being?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就是因为你知道。
Because you know,
你从深处知道,
from the depths of your being, you know.
因为你从深处知道,
because you know in the depths of your being.
你知道你所信的是谁,
you know whom have you believed in.
那这里怎么知道呢?
How did you know?
你看下文就很清楚。
You move on to verse 6.
你看见第十七节。
In verse 17.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆。
But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin,
现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
Yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered.
那弟兄姊妹，这里的道理的模范呢，是指着神说的话了，话 word 说的。
The form of doctrine refers to the word of God.
所以这个就指着救恩的道来说的。
That refers to the word of salvation.
什么时候你读主的话？
Whenever you read God's word,
主让你看见说两千年前你与基督的一同钉十字架。
The Lord opened your eyes to see that 2,000 years ago you were.
什么叫相信？
What does it mean to believe?
神说了，你相信。
God said it, therefore you believe it.
神怎么说的？
How did He say it?
你怎么叫做替我死？
How did you know that he died for me?
因为这他所包的，这是圣经里面传给我们道理的模范。
Because it was the form of doctrine to which I was delivered.
Form of the word.
Form of the word to which I was delivered.
所以现在我们就知道福音的话，福音的道理说在我们的深处。
So the word of doctrine and the word of salvation
is
spoken to us. Therefore, I believe.
那弟兄姊妹，你就得着福音的好处了。
Now you obtain the blessing of the gospel.
同样的弟兄姊妹。
And likewise.
今天你怎么称义，你也怎么成圣。
How you were justified, likewise you will be sanctified.
你要相信，所以你称义了。
You believe, therefore you're justified.
你也相信，所以你的成圣。
Likewise you believe and you're sanctified.
你怎么相信呢？
How did you believe?
你不只相信主耶稣替我们死。
You not only believe Jesus died on your behalf.
主耶稣不只替我们的罪死。
Jesus not only died for our sins.
主耶稣也替罪人死。
The Lord also died for sinners.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这两面的福音吗？
So do you see the two sides of the gospel?
如果你能相信这一面，你就得相信另外一面。
If you believe in one side, you have to believe the other.
你怀疑这一面，就怀疑另外的一面。
You doubt one side, likewise you doubt the other.
所以现在非常的清楚。
So it's very clear.
今天一个人要成圣。
If you are to be sanctified today.
如果要做成圣的生活。
If you want to live a sanctified life.
要脱离罪的权势。
If you want to be released from the tyranny of sin.
他的路在什么地方？
What is that?
第一就是知道。
First, you have to know.
有一天圣灵要让你知道。
One day the Holy Spirit will cause you to know.
圣灵要开你的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit will open your eyes.
你挣扎奋斗了半天。
You struggled for so long.
你忽然眼睛开启了。
Suddenly your eyes are open.
你知道说当初难处怎么来的。
You know where your problems lie.
因为你生在这个家庭。
Because you were born in Adam's
family. 这个家是你的难处。
That family is your problem.
现在你怎么样能够脱离这个家庭？
Now how do you escape from that family?
所以两千年前。
So 2,000 years ago.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们与他一同钉十字架。
We were crucified with him on the cross.
所以你看见我们是罪身就失业了。
So our body of sin was unemployed.
我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
So we're no longer slaves of sin.
我们已经脱离了罪的权势。
We have been released from the tyranny of sin.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个脱离是脱离罪的权势。
That release is from the power of sin.
那个人还在。
The sin is still there.
那主人还在。
The master is still alive.
现在他让你自由了。
But he set you free.
明白吗？
Do you understand that?
虽然这个主人还在，但你是个自由的人。
Your old master is still alive, but you're free.
虽然罪还在，你是个自由的人。
Sin is still with you, but you're free.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你得到释放了。
So you're released.
You are being delivered.
You're being delivered.
所以我们今天不光讲 salvation, 我们也讲 deliverance, 也讲到怎样得到释放。
So today we not only mention salvation, but the way of deliverance as well.
下面说你们既然从罪里得了释放。
So you're released from sin.
那你就知道很清楚的。
So you're very clear.
你既然从主人的家里得到释放。
So when you're delivered from your old master.
这不是说主人就死了没有。
It doesn't mean that your old master died.
罪死了没有。
Sin didn't die.
那是你这个人死了。
But you died.
我想这里是再清楚不过了。
It's so clear here.
你看见保罗所用的字。
You see the word that Paul used.
叫我们没有误会的可能。
It's impossible for us to be misunderstood.
不过让我们记得，成圣也有三部曲的。
But you realize that sanctification has three movements as well.
知道。
The first you have to know.
知道就是神话语所给我们的启示。
You have to know what God has revealed to us through His word.
你本来不明白。
At first you didn't know.
现在你读到罗马书第五、第六章，你眼睛被开启。
And now your eyes are open because of Romans 6.
现在为什么讲在基督里呢？
So why did he mention in Christ? Because now you see,
如果我脱离了那个家庭,
when we're released from that family,
我就生在另外一个家庭,
then I'm born into another family.
那个家庭每个人都是长寿的,
in that family, everyone lives a long life.
每个人都得永生的,
everyone obtains eternal life in that family.
所以我们自然的就得着了生命树上所有给我们的好处。
So I naturally obtain all the benefits from the tree of life.
所以这就为什么第六章讲到在基督里。
So that's why chapter 6 mentioned in Christ.
那么在成圣的三部曲里面，第一是知道。
So in the three movements of sanctification, the first you have to know.
就是第十一节那里所说的，这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
The second key is in verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin.
这个看自己是那个看，再有是算，计算的算。
This reckon
是计算的算。
It's to count yourself.
所以我们就好像这个学 accounting 的人，他们在那里计算一加一就是等于二的，不可能等于三的。
You know the accountants count one plus one equals two.
所以这里告诉我们说，你们向着罪也当算自己是死的。
So you have to reckon and count yourself to be dead.
你怎么知道？
How did you know?
因为神说了。
Because God said it.
因为那是神话语的规律。
Because that's the form of doctrine.
你听，我不喜欢 doctrine 这个字。他就把它放在 word 呀、
okay. ，
放在 word， 因为原来它就是 word， 你知道吗？
Okay.
特别我们今天讲的 doctrine， 我们很容易领会到别的地方去。
OK。
所以现在我们看见因着福音的话，因着救恩的道。
Because of the word of the salvation.
那么这个救恩的道能拯救我们。
That word of salvation can save us.
这个救恩的道里面有一句话说，我们的旧人已经和他同钉十字架。
That word tells us that our old man has been crucified with the Lord.
但是我们不只知道。
But we not only know.
这是根据神的话。
According to God's word.
但是你现在我们向着罪也当算自己是死的。
We have to reckon and count ourselves to be dead.
这个算就是信心的表现。
This reckon is an act of faith.
你真相信我们向着罪是死的。
You have to believe that you're truly dead to sin.
但是呢，向着神在基督耶稣里要算自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为基督，我们不止与基督同死，也与基督一同复活。
Not only did we die with Christ, we're also resurrected with Him.
如果只是死了，就没有下文了。
If we only die, then it's over.
你是离开了，永远离开了亚当不错，亚当的家庭不错。
Yes, you've permanently escaped from Adam's family.
但是因着从主里死里复活。
But because the Lord resurrected from the dead.
我们进到另外一个家庭。
We entered into another family.
我们进到神的家庭。
We entered into God's family.
我们进到了在基督里的那个范围。
We entered into in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们脱离了亚当。
We escape from Adam.
我们进入基督。
We enter into Christ.
所以我们与基督就有联合了。
So we have become one with Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，当你讲到与基督联合的时候，
If you have become one with Christ,
你怎么知道？
How did you know that?
你觉得什么事都很抽象，不是吗？
Isn't this all very abstract?
有一件事很真实的。
But it's very real.
你不是受浸了吗？
Aren't you baptized?
你为什么受浸？
Why did you baptize?
受浸，浸到水里面。
You were immersed into the water.
那里有个形状，叫做死的形状。
That's a type of death.
然后形状。
That's a form of death?
Shape.
That's the shape of death.
就是说，所以等到你从水里上来的时候。
So when you arise from the water.
那个形状叫做复活的形状。
That's the shape of resurrection.
现在保罗提醒我们。
Now Paul tells us.
你刚刚得救的时候。
When you were saved.
你刚刚受浸的时候。
When you were baptized.
你知道受浸是为主做见证。
You made a testimony out of it.
从此以后，世界不能再碰我了。
Now the world no longer has a hold on you.
世界远远的丢在背后。
I've left the world behind me.
但是现在保罗叫我们回过头去看。
But now Paul tells us to look backward.
我们受浸的时候不是做了一件事吗？
Did we not do one thing during our baptism?
我们很自然的连于基督的死。
We become in union with Christ.
所以你们受浸是归入他的死。
So we're baptized into his death.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为很明显这里说 和他一同埋葬。
We're buried with him.
如果我们和他一同埋葬的话，
If we're buried with him,
我们很自然是和他死的形状联合的。
Then we're united with him in the.
如果一个人被拿去埋的话，
If someone is sold,
他一定死了，对不对？
Then
你只不知道这个人死了。
Why did he? How did he die?
那你知道，只要这个人被抬去埋，就知道这个人已经死了。
Because he sold, he died.
你怎么知道你与基督同死了？
Oh, he because he was buried, he died.
你怎么知道与基督同死了？
How did you know that you died with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，等到有一天，当你受浸的时候，我们与基督一同埋葬。
Because when you're baptized, you were buried with him.
所以受浸谈话的一定很小心才可以。
So you have to be very careful when you talk about baptism.
你不要随便的就让人受浸。
Don't just let anyone be baptized.
第一，你要知道他有没有得救。
Firstly, you have to know whether he's saved or not.
如果他得救的话，
if he is saved,
在2000年前，
in 2000 years ago,
神已经叫他与基督同钉在十字架上。
The Lord has already crucified.
他如果得救了，现在你可以让他受浸。
Now he is saved, so he can be baptized.
许多时候我们随随便便让人受浸。
Sometimes you just let anyone get that shot.
他根本没有得救。
He wasn't even saved.
他根本没有死。
He didn't die.
所以那个受浸是活埋，不是真的死。
So he was buried alive and he died.
今天我不知道活埋了多少多少的基督徒。
So many many Christians were buried alive.
所以有一件事要知道的。
So we have to know.
所有受浸的人，我说我怎么知道与基督同死？
How did you know that you were crucified with Christ?
我如果与基督同埋是真的，同死一定是真的。
If I were buried with him, then I died with him.
感谢主，那天我受浸的时候，
the day that when I was baptized,
我果然归入基督的死。
I belong in the death of Christ.
我把朋友们统统请来。
I invite all my friends.
有在聚会的地方，上面有四个大字：与世长辞。
There's usually a Chinese sign that says, I'm gone, I'm departed from the world.
永远和世界说再见。
That you say goodbye to the world forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，从此的世界不要再找我了。
So the world cannot take hold of you anymore.
你三缺一的时候也不要再找我了。
So you no longer MJ.
因为世界已远远地丢在背后。
Because the world, you have left the world behind you.
所以如果你真的蒙恩得救的话，
So if you're truly saved,
你怎么知道你从那个家庭里面脱离出来？
How did you know that you were delivered from that Adam?
你去找那些为你施浸的弟兄姊妹。
You have to go to the brothers and who are going to
baptize. 他们可以告诉你说。
They can tell you.
你已经与基督同埋了。
You already buried with
him. 如果同埋葬是真的。
If you're truly buried with him.
同死也是真的。
Then you truly died with him.
我们就在他死的形状上和他联合。
So we are in the same shape in the
water. 我们从水里上来的时候，
when we are risen from the water,
我们看见如果那个水代表坟墓的话，
if that water symbolizes,
我们如果从坟墓，
the grave,
坟墓里面上来的话，
if we truly rose from the grave,
我们就和基督的复活的形状联合，
then we're united with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
难怪我们从受浸那天开始，
no wonder that from the day of our baptism onward,
整个世界改变了。
This whole world changed for us.
不是世界改变。
But the world didn't change.
你改变了。
You are the one who changed.
你已经被迁到爱子的国里。
You are transferred into the kingdom of the Son of
Light. 从现在开始，你不再信基督，信亚当，你换了个姓，叫做基督。
No longer is Adam your last name, but Christ become your last name.
所以每个人都是基督人。
So everyone is a Christ man.
每一个人都是基督徒。
Everyone is a Christian.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见，这就是我们所蒙的恩典。
That's the grace we receive.
所以保罗要让我们看见，到底我们怎么样能够与基督同死。
So Paul showed us how we died with Christ.
这件事好像很抽象的。
It's all very abstract, isn't it?
但是很清楚。
But it's very clear.
保罗就叫我们想起我们受浸的事。
Paul reminded us of our baptism.
如果那是真的，
if that baptism is real,
表示神的话是真的。
It shows us that God's word is real.
如果神的话是真的，
if God's word is real,
两千年前你与基督同钉十字架，
then you have been crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago.
所以现在向着罪，我们应当算自己是死的。
So we reckon ourselves to be dead.
向神在基督里却算自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
你看见在神的国度里面。
So in the kingdom of God,
任何一个风吹草动都能叫我们受感动的。
Any movement in God's kingdom would touch us.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们是活的。
Because we're alive.
但是因为像罪是死的。
Because we're dead to sin.
不管这个世界怎样花花绿绿，都不能感动我们。
No matter how attractive this world is, it would not move us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你自由了。
You're free.
因为这个缘故。
Because of that.
你的罪的身体一直想听你的吩咐。
Your body of sin really want to listen to you.
你从来没给他一个命令。
You didn't give your body of sin any order.
现在他被 lay off 了，什么事情也没有。
Now this body of sin is laid off. There's nothing to do anymore. Thank the Lord.
什么时候你的罪身在海滩度假的时候？
Now when your body of sin is taking vacation in Hawaii.
那
Sorry.
那这个就证明说你完全得到自由了。
Now it shows that you're truly free.
所以第一是知道。
First you have to know.
第二是算。
You have to reckon.
第三是奉献。
And thirdly, you have to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
所以当你读到第十二节的时候。
So when you read to chapter 12,
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
你看见吗？这里很明显的，前面给把路指给我们看。
So the path is shown before.
一面根据神的话，你知道。
So firstly, you know by God's word.
一面从信心里，你算自己是死的。
And in faith, you reckon yourself.
现在你有责任了。
Now you have responsibility.
你不能让罪在你必死的身上来作王。
You do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就像马丁路德所说的。
It's what Martin Luther said.
你不能够叫鸟不从你头上飞过。
You cannot prevent birds from flying on top of your head.
但是你可以叫鸟不在你头上做窝。
But you can prevent birds from building a nest on top of your head.
这就是保罗的话，明白吗？
That's the word of Paul.
你不能够容罪在你必死的身上做窝做王，你不可以。
So do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
因为这样做，你会顺从身体里面的私欲。
To obey its lusts.
所以你看见有时候酒精在里面就发动了。
So when there's alcohol in your blood.
有的荷尔蒙在里面就发动了。
When there's hormone in your blood.
所以我们就知道很多人就因着这个原因开始犯罪了。
And that's how they sinned.
所以下面说，也不要将你们的肢体，你们的 member, 就身体上所有的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。
And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin.
大愿上从死里复活的人将自己献给神。
But present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead.
并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
从前我做罪的奴隶的时候。
When I was a slave to sin.
我吩咐我那个犯罪的身体去执行犯罪。
I give orders to my body of sin to execute.
结果就变成罪的器具，你看见吗？
And it became instrument of wickedness.
结果呢，我们就把肢体就献给了罪。
And we offer our members as instruments of unrighteousness.
然后我们做了不义的器具。
And we become instruments of unrighteousness. And then we sin.
倒要像从死里复活的人。
But as people who are raised from the dead.
感谢主，死而复活是个重太大的福音。
This being alive from the dead is a great gospel.
然后将自己献给神。
You have to offer your members as instruments.
这个献和罗马书十二章那个献是同样一个字。
That word to present your members is the same present in chapter 12.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Brothers, by the mercies of God,
要把你们身体献上。
I implore you to offer yourselves as living sacrifices.
Present your body 和这里 you your body 同样一个字。
To present your bodies and to present your members is the same word here. It speaks of consecration.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
今天我们怎么样能过圣洁的生活呢？
So how can we live a sanctified life today?
和我们的奉献有关系。
It has something to do with our consecration.
从此以后，
from this day onward,
我们把我们的肢体。
We offer our members
要献给神
to God
做义的器具
as instruments of righteousness
我想非常非常清楚的
It's very clear
然后下面保罗继续的再把这些话再说得更清楚一点
And Paul shows us even more clearly
这三点已经都讲清楚了
These three movements were very clear
所以然后十六节怎么说呢
So in verse 16
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗或做罪的奴仆以至于死或做顺民的奴仆以致成圣
Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave to whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?
对不起，以及诚意。那么这个很清楚的，就是你献给谁，你就做谁的奴仆。
So to whom you offer yourselves to obey, you are that person's slave.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆。
Verse 17, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin,
现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的模范,
and yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So now you know.
也算着像罪算着自己是死的,
because you reckon yourself dead to sin.
所以你们从罪里面就得到释放。
So you're released from sin.
你们既从罪里得到释放, 就做了义的奴仆。
Because you're released from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
然后保罗继续说,
and Paul moves on.
你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆,
and having been set free from sin, you become slaves of righteousness.
No. 下面, 第19节,
I speak in human terms.
从前你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆,
for just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness,
现今也照样将肢体献给义做奴仆,
so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness,
以至于成圣,
for holiness.
所以弟兄姊妹现在明白吗?
So do you understand?
这里给我们看见一个人怎么能过圣洁的生活?
So how can you live a holy life?
第一他要知道,
first, you have to know.
第二,他要算,
second, you have to reckon.
第三,他要奉献,
thirdly, you have to present your
mind. 当我们这样做的时候,
after we did all three of these,
结果呢,我们就以至于成圣,
we become slaves of righteousness or holiness. Not only are we justified by faith,
在神面前得出个地位,
not only do we obtain this position before God, because of that position, we have this living before God. That living is a holy living. So we're sanctified.
第21节,
verse 21,
你们现今所看为羞耻的事,
what fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. So all those who have sinned know what we're talking about. But now having been set free from sin,
所以弟兄姐妹很清楚的,
so it's very clear. Paul repeatedly said you're set free from sin.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们今天能过得胜的生活,
today we can live an overcoming life.
脱离罪的权势,
we can be delivered from the power of sin.
能叫我们过一个圣洁的生活,
we can live this holy life.
罪人就在,
sin is still alive.
我们能够圣洁,
but we can be holy.
细菌仍旧在我身上,
the germs are still on your body.
我仍旧是一个健康的人,
but I am still healthy.
所以弟兄姊妹, 一个健康的人不是没有病, 不是没有细菌的人,
a healthy person is not without germs. He is not sick. But it doesn't mean that he's free of germs. It doesn't mean that he's free of germs. When his life is strongest, he can live an overcoming life. So brothers and sisters, when it speaks of sanctification by faith, there is no clearer passage than chapter 6. So it's very clear
about it.
So why on the day you eat of it, you will surely die? Why are we continually bearing the fruit of death? Because we're in Christ. Because we're in Adam. We have to be delivered from being in Adam. We have to enter into Christ. Then naturally we would live this overcoming
life.
So that's how we go from chapter 5 to 6.
那说到这里的时候,
so when we reach this
我要稍微复习一下的历史, 过去的历史,
I have to return to a bit of history.
我们说过圣洁运动的弟兄们,
we mentioned about the holiness movement. We first mentioned the Methodists. Because of the Great Revival in the States, so the Methodists even moved faster than the
Wesleys.
So they formed their own theology.
这个很少在卫理公会里面产生个大神学家，很少，不多。
So rarely would there be a Bible scholar with a Methodist.
但是我们说过的 Beach, 他就是难得的伟大的一个神学家也好，解经家也好，特别是在那个整个圣经运动那个范围里面。
And this brother Beach is a very rare Bible scholar and theologian amidst the Methodists.
所以当我们读这段圣经的时候,
so when we read this passage,
当然许多圣洁运动的弟兄姊妹, 他也用这段的圣经,
a lot of holiness a lot of the people in the holiness movement would use that passage.
因为大家的眼睛一直注意，这是善恶树所带给人的难处。
Because they focus on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他要紧就是到底我怎么能胜过？到底我怎么样能不犯罪？怎么样能够圣洁？
They are focused on not committing sin and living a holy life.
所以慢慢慢慢的，他们的领会是这样。
So gradually, they have this form of thinking.
他们觉得我们第一次，我们刚刚得救的时候，是我们得到第一次的祝福 ，first blessing.
They felt that at their point of salvation, that's their first blessing.
这就是因信称义。
That's justification by faith.
这就是罗马书第一章一直到第五章。
That's the story from Romans 1 to 5.
但是现在他们说我们还要得到第二次的祝福。
But now they seek a second blessing.
就是因信称圣。
That's sanctification by faith.
我们能过圣洁的生活。
That we can live a holy life.
但他们看看自己的行为。
But when they look at their own conduct,
他们仍旧陷在罪的里面。
They're still under the power of sin.
所以他们就追求圣洁。
So they pursue holiness.
他巴不得能像神一样。
They want to be like God.
他巴不得能有份于神的性情。
They want to partake in the character of God.
所以他们也读圣经。
So they read scripture.
他们也读这一段的圣经。
They read this.
当他们读这段圣经的时候
so when they come across this
passage, 他们觉得他们找到一条路
they felt that this is the way
他们觉得如果叫罪是灭绝的话
so if the body of sin is done away
或者已死的人如果已经脱离罪的话
if this body of death has been released from sin
那很直觉的反应就是说神已经把罪根把它拔掉了
so you would naturally think that God has eradicated sin
那么神如果把罪根拔掉叫我们从罪里得到释放
if GodDid eradicate sin and set us free from sin.
那现在在我们经历里面，我们一定要经历这件事才可以。
We need to experience it, don't we?
那么第六章很明显的奉献跟成圣是连在一起的。
So you clearly see the relationship between sanctification and consecration.
从罪得的释放，就是你要把你自己献给义做器具，这个才对。
So when you're released from sin, you have to offer your members as instruments of righteousness.
所以很自然的，他们就劝勉弟兄姊妹，你们一定要把自己身体献上，当作活祭。
So they exhort one another to offer yourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以你看，你们还是从神的话里面，他们找到一条路的。
They seek a way through the word of God.
不过他们有个错误的观念。
But they made a mistake.
圣经从来没有说在主回来以前罪已经离开我们，没有的。
God never.Try to eradicate sin before his second return.
但是根据第六章里面几节的圣经。
But through Romans 6.
如果讲到我们脱离罪，这难道不是告诉我们说已经把罪根拔掉了吗？
When God said He set us free from sin, did it not mean that He eradicated sin?
罪根拔掉，脱离罪一定跟奉献有关系。
Of course, these two things has to do with our conscience.
所以圣洁运动弟兄姊妹就告诉我们：你要追求圣洁吗？你一定要把自己奉献给主。
So the brothers of the holiness movement would exhort you to offer your members as a living sacrifice to live a sanctified life. So you need the second blessing. And when you have the second blessing, then God would eradicate your sin.
那有可能在今生今世我们可以达到没有罪的完全。
Then in this lifetime, you can attain sinless perfection.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这就是当时在圣洁运动里面他们所明白的圣经是这样的。
That's the idea in the holiness movement.
那现在问题你怎么知道你得到第二次的祝福呢？
So the problem is, how do you know you have obtained the second blessing?
我已经说过，如果你献上是燔祭的话。
If you offer a burnt offering,
那你怎么知道神悦纳那个燔祭？
How did you know that God accepted your offering?
什么时候神从天上降下火，把整个的燔祭烧了，就证明神悦纳了。
Then of course, if fire descends from heaven and consumes the whole burnt offering, then God accepted your offering.
所以你明白吗？你读，
so you understand.
你读查理，你唱查理·威斯里的歌，很多都是讲的火的。
So when you sing the hymns of Charles Wesley, he always talk about fire.
让火来焚烧我的心。
May the fire consume my heart.
因为当我追求圣洁的时候。
Because when I pursue a sanctified life.
我把自己放在祭坛上。
I offer myself on the altar.
现在巴不得天上的火能把我所有的污秽通通烧干净。
I truly desire fire would descend from heaven and consume
me. 那个图画就是这样的一幅图画。
That's the picture the Wesley tried to paint.
那不仅如此。
Not only so.
Charles Wesley.
Yeah.
那然后不止这样子。
Not only so.
因为圣经里面有一句话说，圣膏油不会倒在肉体上。
And there's a saying in the Old Testament that the holy oil cannot be poured on the flesh.
所以如果因着我把自己奉献给主。
But because I offer myself to God.
神灵浇灌我。
The Holy Spirit descend upon me.
圣灵就降在我的身上。
The holy anointing came upon me.
好像那个火降在燔祭坛上一样。
Just like the fire descending on the burnt offering.
圣灵在旧约就是圣膏油所预表的。
The Holy Spirit is represented by the holy oil.
如果圣膏油从来不照在肉体上的话，
if the holy oil is never to touch the flesh,
现在圣灵降在我的身上，
now the Holy Spirit has come upon me.
我如果是肉体的话，这个是办不到的。
But if I am the flesh, then that cannot happen.
如果现在降在我身上，就表示罪根拔掉了。
But if the Holy Spirit descends on me, then it means that sin has been eradicated.
这个一拔掉了，我再也不犯罪。
Then I won't sin anymore.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？这就这一班弟兄姊妹根据这一段圣经。
So that's how they interpret this passage.
当他们追求圣洁是这样追求的。
They pursue a holy life in this regard.
他们实在是爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
你如果读读，你如果唱唱拿撒勒人会所写的诗歌。
If you sing the hymns from the Nazarenes.
你知道有一首诗歌，荣耀的释放，啦啦啦啦啦，那都是他们写的很美的诗歌。
They wrote a lot of beautiful hymns.
但是你如果仔细去读那个内容，你就知道那是从圣洁运动来的。
But if you truly read into the details of their hymns, if you sing the hymn Glorious Deliverance, those who sing it would think that sin has been eradicated from them. Surely you can sing the same hymn today,
但是感觉不是那个感觉,
but you won't feel the same way.
他们如果真的释放, 他们真的会蹦, 会跳, 太喜乐了。
They would dance and jump because they're so happy.
因为从此以后罪就不再缠累他们了。
Because sin is no longer their problem.
所有的罪的锁链都脱落，都脱落，都脱落。
Every chain of sin has been broken.
你像宋尚杰博士常常带我们唱类似这样的诗歌。
You know how Dr. John Song always led us to sing those hymns?
因为宋博士根本也是圣洁运动里面的。
Because he's part of the holiness movement.
所以这些弟兄们实在是爱主。
So these brothers and sisters truly love the Lord.
在中国教会历史和圣洁运动是不能分开的。
The whole church history in China has something to do with the holiness movement.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为我们要回到主的话。
Today we have to return to the word of God.
这些人爱主。
These people love the Lord.
他们也实行。
They execute what they
do. 结果他们给了我们很多很多的教训。
And they show us a lot of lessons.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me raise an example.
有一个弟兄叫埃昂塞，埃昂塞弟兄。
There is a brother called Ironside.
他原来是弟兄会的弟兄。
He belonged to the Brethren movement.
他是第一个做了礼拜堂牧师的。
He was the first preacher.
No, no. 因为在弟兄会里面没有牧师的嘛。
Because there were no pastors in the Brethren movement.
他们没有牧师的，而且他们也觉得不应该有牧师的。
They felt there shouldn't be any pastors.
结果在他们中间有一个弟兄叫 Ironside， 结果后来呢被邀请到墓地纪念礼拜堂就做了牧师。
And this brother Ironside was invited to be a pastor.
然后呢，他就把所有弟兄会里面的宝藏就通通介绍给大家。
So he showed the church the way of the Brethren movement.
No, no. 把所有的丰富，就是搭配的好东西，好东西他通通介绍给大家。
Okay, he shared with the church the abundance from Brother Darby.
所以，如果今天你到书房去看的话。
So if you visit a library,
如果有一个人从创世纪到启示录几乎每一本都有的话，
if someone has an expository from Genesis to Revelation,
那就 Ironside 的东西。
Then that comes from Ironside.
你读大卫东西读不懂。
If you don't understand the things from David,
你读 Ironside 东西可以读得懂。
Then you can understand from the writings of Ironside.
因为他的确把弟兄们的丰富把它消化了，然后传给我们。
Because he truly digests the riches of the Brethren movement and particulars.
所以他创造了个历史。
And shared with us, and he started.
他所有的弟兄会都拒绝牧师的时候，他居然做了第一个牧师。
When the Brethren movement rejected the concept of pastorship, he became a pastor.
在他还没有做牧师以前。
Before he became a pastor.
在他还没有参加弟兄会以前。
Before he joined the Brethren movement.
他参加了当时的救世军。
He joined the Salvation Army.
我们的救世军是圣洁运动所带来的。
We know that the Salvation Army is the fruit of the Holy Movement.
所以，救世军的人都是追求圣洁的。
So the Salvation Army seek a sanctified life.
他们不是有很多的军阶吗？
Do they not have a lot of ranks?
那比方说少尉啊、少校啊什么等等，一直这样上去。
You know, lieutenants and all these different rankings.
那怎么知道你的位阶比较高一点呢？
So how do you know that you have attained a high position?
那跟圣洁有关系。
Has something to do with sanctification.
如果官阶越高，表这个人越圣洁。
If you have a high office, then it means that you're very sanctified.
因为他们真的相信你在今天有可能达到完全的圣洁。
Because they believe that you can attain sinless perfection.
所以安萨的刚刚得救，刚刚进救世军的时候。
So when Ironside first entered the Salvation Army, of course he pursued holiness. He hates himself.
常常又落在罪里面。
He hates the fact that he sinned. So he prayed.
他求主说, 主啊,
so he pleaded with the Lord for the second blessing. I want to be like you, but I don't look like you at all. It's just like how my granddaughter prayed. That's how my granddaughter prayed. Lord, I want to look like you, just like a sheep. I don't want to look like mom and dad, they're like wolves. So even though she's so young, she wants to look like our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个Ironside也巴不得有一天能像主那样的圣洁。
So Ironside wants to be holy like the Lord.
他怎么样都不行。
But he couldn't.
后来有一天，他下定决心。
So one day he put his foot down.
他说我一定要把自己送到旷野去。
He said, I must go into the wilderness.
他结果坐了火车就到了一个附近的岛旷野。
So he got on a train and went to the wilderness.
他祷告,
he prayed.
也奉献。
And consecrated himself. And he obtained the second blessing.
他觉得圣灵降下来,
he felt that the descent of the Holy Spirit is like God accepted his offering. And he rejoiced. And that joy is just like the joy of salvation. So he returned back to his post. So now I can obtain a higher ranking in the Salvation Army. But to his surprise, he stumbled after a couple of months. So he doubted, did I really receive the second blessing? So he fellowshipped with the elder brothers.
年长人就安慰他,
and the elder brothers consoled him.
你那个不是罪啊,
and he said, that, oh, you didn't really sin.
那只是你的软弱而已,
that's your weakness.
你看见把罪名词一换变成软弱就好了。
So they told him you didn't sin and they call it a weakness.
你知道今天在纽约很多人对年轻人讲到不讲罪的, 你看见吗?
You see a lot of people preach in New York and don't mention sin.
他用另外一个名词来代替的,
they use another word.
但是听我怎么罪就是罪。
But brothers and sisters, a sin is a sin.
现在你明白吗? 虽然阿尔萨有人告诉他这是你的软弱, 他还是过不去。
So even when Ironside was told that this is only your weakness, he didn't believe it. He wanted to be a sanctified
person.
So he was so tensed up. He had no rest. And his supervisors already see this
coming.
He said, you're so tensed up all the time, I'm going to send you to a place.
原来救世军有个疗养院, 专门是为了这些人预备的。
The Salvation Army has this sanatorium prepared for these type of people.
结果他真的进了疗养院。
And he was submitted and admitted into the sanatorium.
他大吃一惊啊。
He was shocked.
在里面疗养的, 位阶的不比他的高, 不是高多少啊。
And the people in the sanatorium has a higher ranking than he.
在眼睛里面, 他们都应该是前面弟兄啊。
In his eyes, these were holier people than he. They longed for the second blessing, but they didn't get it.
所以弟兄姊妹你明白,
so do you understand? They love the Lord with a genuine love.
他们心愿这是好的,
their heart is good.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
像阿尔塞就在疗养院里面,
and when Ironside was in the sanatorium,
只读了一本书关于圣洁的书,
he read a book regarding sanctification.
是弟兄会写的,
it's written by folks from the Brethren movement. His eyes were open. And then he joined the Brethren movement. He obtained his rest.
后来呢,
and he became a pastor in the Moody Institute. He wrote a book.
就讲他自己的传记, 讲他的故事,
it's his autobiography. On his journey to pursue holiness.
但最后怎么得到释放?
And how he was released in the end.
真正叫Ironside得到释放乃是神自己的话。
The one who surely delivered Ironside is the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要从这里得到教训。
We have to learn from these lessons.
也是一样的。
It's the same.
我们说过那个两个美国很爱主的弟兄姊妹。
the two brothers and sisters who really love the Lord. The Smith couple.
那姊妹写了一本书。
Hannah Smith wrote a book.
那就是基督徒快乐的秘诀。
The secret to a happy Christian life.
她不止这样，她觉得每个基督都可以这样快乐。
She felt that every Christian can be happy.
她到了英国。
When she was in England, she helped a lot of people.
那些人服侍主多少年。
And those people served the Lord many years.
那些在神学上都有很好基础。
They have a firm foundation in theology.
做梦也没有想到。
They couldn't believe.
他们这样一对夫妇。
They led a couple.
居然能站在八千个追求圣洁的人面前。
To stand before 8,000 people who long to be sanctified.
就好像当时穆迪跟 Sankey 对着八千个英国的不幸的人一样。
Just like how Moody and Sankey stood before 8,000 unbelievers.
所以可见。
So you can see.
你知道他们的心都是纪念。
You know that their heart is accepted by God.
但那条路只是圣洁道路的路。
But
圣洁道路，圣洁运动所发现的路。
But that path is the path started by the holiness movement.
不是圣经里面的路。
It's not the way of the Lord.
面对着八千人，主所得着的，巴不得能达到圣洁。
They spoke before 8,000 people who long to be holy.
主知道怎么用这么一对弟兄姊妹把他们带到这个地步。
The Lord knows how to bring them to that state by a couple.
到这里就够了。
But they can only lead them so far.
结果圣灵有个大的急转弯。
And then the Holy Spirit made a turn.
从此以后。
From that time onward.
每年在开西都有特会。
Each year at the Keswick Conference.
每年他们都讲圣洁。
Each year they talk about holiness.
他们讲 practical holiness, 讲实用的圣洁。
They talk about practical holiness.
他们回到圣经。
They return to scripture.
每一个参加的讲员都是明白圣经的。
All the speakers understand scripture.
像 Bishop Moore.
Like Bishop Moore.
可以说安利教会里面最会读圣经。
It's the most cherished Bible scholar in the Anglican Church.
像 Griffin Thomas 也会最会读圣经的。
Like Griffin Thomas, another great Bible scholar.
他们一面得着这个聚会的帮助。
They receive help from that convention.
另一面，他们对整个的聚会就产生了巨大的贡献。
And they also contributed greatly to the convention.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就在那个时候。
From that time.
五章、六章、七章、八章，这四章圣经完全解开了。
Romans 5-8 were fully explained by these brothers.
尼托圣经就骑在这些巨人的肩膀上。
Brother Nee stood on the shoulders of these giants.
就把这四章看得更清楚。
And saw even more clearly than they did.
虽然许多人没有参加过开西特会。
Although a lot of people never attended the Keswick Conference.
你要我说开西特会整个的信息，你今天你怎么去明白它呢？
How do you understand the messages from Keswick?
当然，如果你有机会能够读到一个叫 Hopkins 这位弟兄所写的那书，当然你能够更清楚。
If you read the writings of Hopkins, then you would understand.
但如果你真的读了正常基督徒的生活，
But if you read the normal Christian life,
你就发现是那个发现原来就是开西特会的发现。
You would know that discovery was first made at the Keswick Convention. It didn't belong to one man.
是许多人一同读主话的时候。
It belonged to the many who read the Word of God.
他们终于找到那条路。
They found the real way.
他们找到那条路。
They found that way.
因为不只看见知识善恶树所带给的难处。
They not only see the problem started by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
原来当你接受生命树的时候。
But when you accept the tree of life,
那个生命树的果子本身就有医治的功能。
The fruit of a tree of life has this healing power.
你把这一方面忘记了。
If you forget that,
你只想到把罪根拔出来。
If you only want to eradicate sin,
你忘记基督的生命。
You forgot about the life of Christ.
当他生命力旺盛的时候。
When that life grows,
虽然我们周围都是病菌和细菌。
Although we're surrounded by all these bacteria and germs,
我们能够胜过。这些权势。
We can overcome all these powers.
在身体上，我们说这个人是健康的。
We can look at that person and declare him healthy.
就在灵魂来说，我们这个人是圣洁的。
And in his soul, you can call him sanctified.
所以我们这些人就称为圣徒。
So we are called saints.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这条路是主很清楚给我们看见。
The Lord has laid the way very clear before us.
还剩下两堂。
We have two more messages.
今天晚上和明天早晨。
This evening and tomorrow morning.
我想根据第七章、第八章。
I want to share in chapter 7 and 8.
我们应该会更清楚。
We can go into detail.
第七章是在圣灵里。
Chapter 7 is in the spirit.
对不起, 在肉体里,
in the flesh.
第八章是在圣灵里,
Chapter 8 is in the spirit.
严格说来, 第五章, 第六章, 讲着在基督里, 在亚当里, 是指着我们的地位。
In chapter 5 and 6, it mentions in Adam and in Christ, it refers to our position. If we truly experienced it,
那在第七章跟在第八章,
the experience would be from chapter 7 and 8.
如果主愿意的话, 今天晚上我们可以一起回来, 还有明天早晨。
And if the Lord is willing, we will revisit it tonight and tomorrow morning.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.
主啊, 我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we want to commit these words into
your hand.
May the Holy Spirit continue to work.
当然在这一段日子里面,
may in these days,
我们真的看见你话语的规模,
that we can truly see the form of your word.
我们真的知道我们与基督一同，我们旧人与基督同钉十字架,
that we can truly see that our old man is crucified.
果然今天的罪身失业，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Surely the body of sin has been dealt away with, and we're no longer slaves
of sin.
Then we're willing to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. That we would offer ourselves as instruments of righteousness. We're willing to be your slaves. May we be no longer slaves of sin. Hear our prayer. In Jesus Christ's victorious name.
Amen. Amen.